Well, I want to tour into next year with Dino and maybe do some, like, definitely tour some solo stuff. And then when I'm home, just figure out a way to, like, get to my dingy practice space and write some more songs, you know.
Lou Barlow's plans for 2010 are pretty much the same as they are every year. Tour, write, and make music. And do a lot of all three. And with a new solo album, Goodnight Unknown, and a reunited Dinosaur Jr. back on tour, he'll have plenty to keep him busy. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. For guys with guitars and a certain sensibility in the late 80s, early 90s, Lou Barlow was simply absurdly influential. He was one of the founding members of the massive indie guitar band Dinosaur Jr., and one of the pioneers of the lo-fi sound with projects like Sebado and the Folk Implosion. Lou left Dinosaur Jr. in 1988, and his side projects became his main gig. Since then, he's been releasing a steady flow of albums, many of them recorded at home on his four-track. Lou's latest effort finds him out of the house and in a professional studio, but still producing songs that find a way to be moody and expressive while still being a little poppy and without so much hiss in the background. But although Goodnight Unknown's production might be a little slicker than some of Lou's past work, Lou Barlow told FUV's Rich McLaughlin that working on the album was a little less than slick.
And all the time that I had in between Dinosaur Jr. tours, and Sebado did some tours too, I would just go down to my little hovel on San Fernando Boulevard in Los Angeles, and just kind of this room infested with roaches and tiny little ants. Actually, infested is a big word. That's not quite infested. I've only seen a couple of roaches. But
did they inspire the album in any way? Or?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of anxiety on the record, and I live when you're just working right on this main thoroughfare, you know.
I could look back and tracing the ridge with the finger, daring a kiss, carnival wish on your own breath. Whip from your lips long, I can't you hear without asking. A certain arrangement that probably wanted to try. We can have in the place where you won't come. Could I meet so new life that it well kept it warm and high?
Yeah, I read a quote of yours about writing music where, I'm quoting here, you say, the songs are puzzles, and I start with a phrase and a melody and find my way to the end. Can you sort of elaborate on that?
Well, when you I'll have a melody and a phrase, and I'll know that that's a beginning of a song, and so then it's a matter of finding all of the pieces and putting them together.
Most bands have someone that just write their lyrics or just a story. You kind of figure it out as you go along when you're
writing.
Yeah.
Well, I figure if I do that, then it becomes like a whole, you know. And it, you know, as the lyrics take shape, it can affect how the music takes shape. And I mean, some people can think of that all in one big piece. I have to kind of like really feel my way towards the end, which I really like, because it, especially the older I get, because it just becomes like okay, here we go again, like finding my way to the end. You know, it's just like kind of blindly fumbling along, but it's really, I mean, I enjoy the process, you know.
I hit it like a kick to a thickening gut. The beat has gone.
Barlow, backed by the Missing Men, live with Caterpillar Girl and Sharing. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. And to hear more from Lou Barlow, go to thealternateside.org.